blood. Don't fight it. But this is what we do. Who we are. Live for nothing. Or die for something.
haven't escaped. Just traded one hell for another. Best way to escape a problem is to solve it. Now the feast is biting back. The dark can't protect you. What's hell without a little fire?
Step in that door, I feel the canvas on my feet. This is what I was born to do. This is my dream. This is my life. This is my destiny.
When death goes, don't be in a hurry to answer.
Over and over and over and over again.
In the end, everybody bleeds the same. It's a sudden stop at the bottom. Five hundred
fights. That's the number I figured when I was a kid. 500 street fights and you can consider yourself a legitimate tough guy. You need it for experience. To develop leather skin. So I got started. Of course, along the way, you stop thinking about being tough and all that. It stops being the point. Get past the silliness of it all. But then, after, you realize that's what you are. I'll tell you, you learn a lot of things on the way to 500. None more important than this.
A body that is willing, and a mind that's controlled.
Exercise is the best form of medication. People can say this fight game is dangerous and it's brutal, but my mind is strong. I'm fit in body and mind, and that's something that not a lot of other careers can give to a person.
I'm looking forward to feeling that first impact, you know, when we first collide, that first exchange. I look forward to feeling that, you know what I mean? That's the type of shit I live for. I don't fear losing. You know, I've lost many times in all sports. I, you know, a true martial artist, you must lose many times to truly succeed. You know, so it is what it is. I take what I can from everything. Learn from absolutely everything, wins and losses. You learn a lot from your losses. It's all realizing what these emotions are and growing from. You know, becoming a better martial artist overall, which is what it's truly about.
I'm not a superstar. I'm an ass kicker. That's it. For 2 years, I had to lie to myself and lie to all of my fans. I had to get up every morning and say, "You feel good today." And I didn't. I had the surgery. It's out of my life. And I'm back. And that's a damn good feeling for me, and it's bad for everybody else. Things that I accomplished with the sickness that I had is very remarkable, and nobody will know that except for me and the people that I surrounded myself by that saw me do the things that I did under the circumstances that I was given. I think the best is always saved for last, and that's yet to come. I've changed my training. I'm able to do more things now. I'm a healthier person. I can just be myself again. I will prove that I am, once again,